you're basically buying those events, and then you get magic. Not really magic, but, you know, it's pretty cool. If you take the success out, you can also bind on completion. I'm not sure if this is just me doing something wrong, but it doesn't appear that you can do success and complete. So I'm going to take that out for now. And I have a div on here called blog where I'm just going to put the ID of the thing. As you can see here, there's an ID in my log now. Let me just do it again. Okay. And I'm going to take that, even though I'm done with this part of the demo, I'm going to take that sleep out because that's annoying. Okay, so that's kind of cool. Anybody have any questions about that particular thing? Is that straightforward? Awesome. Let's move on to part two. Rails 2 also has remote forms, which are basically form tags that submit via AJAX. And I don't know if any of you guys have done a lot of .NET AJAX stuff, but it's a pain in the ass, and this is way better. If you can't tell, I'm really happy about it. Let's see what we've got. That's not the one. Okay, so this is the normal form tag. Pretty straightforward. And it gets me this thing. No, there's something I wanted to mention before I went too much further. If you have seen Rails 2 stuff, like, let me open that bad. You can see all this, like, encode URI component crap in there. And that's all kind of XSS, or not XSS, but CSRF and cross-domain. There's a bunch of stuff there that's preventing, basically. It's using authenticity tokens to make sure that you're the person who's actually making the request against the server. So all that stuff used to get baked into the request in line, and Rails 3 actually puts it into a meta tag in the head, and then the jQuery reads it out and puts it into the request for you, and you don't have to do anything. It doesn't mark up your page. It's really cool. Hey, this is a new feature in Firefox 4 too, right?
Ooh.
That's nice. Chromey. Anyway, so this piece of stuff that I showed you will basically make this form tag at the bottom here. It's pretty straightforward. It just has an action. The magic in Rails 3 is that you add remote true to the end of it, and suddenly you have a remote form. And that's there on Firefox. So when I do that, then suddenly I have data remote true, and now I can do foo, bar, baz. And since I haven't done anything yet with So I apparently have actually messed up my controller again and gotten ahead of myself. But you already saw this trick, so it doesn't matter. There. So for the remote one, I'm doing this. I'm just sending back the notice that the post is successfully created. In my application.js, I'm going to bind on a form that has data remote. If you had a bigger app, you would probably want different behaviors for different kinds of forms, so you'd be a little more specific, but I have, like, a form in this thing, so I don't care. And what I'm going to do is when I successfully complete the thing, I'm just going to clean out the form and then put the data on the screen. Pretty simple. And there you go. Pretty simple. If anyone wants to see the flash thing, it's pretty straightforward. I just basically eval the data comes back, bad idea, and throw it into a div. So, does anyone have any questions about JavaScript, unobtrusive JavaScript, walks on the beach, really anything?
Yeah.
It's already there.
All the data dash star attributes. They don't
validate against HTML script data?
I think they will.
I think they do.
Yeah,
sure.
I think they do.
If not, give me some more.
Just change your duck type.
It's okay because we're all on just plain HTML duck type anymore. HTML5.
Yeah, I mean, this is HTML5 land. New.
Everybody
we got
knows.
New.
Yeah.
Look at that. This is so new that it doesn't even have encoding. That's how new it is. All right. Thanks, you guys, for listening. That's all I got.